escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Welcome back to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Reminder that the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis is coming up next from 9 to 11. Also, Tommy, it's really important when we make a mistake, we own up to it. I have to own up to a mistake. Yesterday, we had a good conversation, one of the best conversations we've had probably, on Uncrustables. And I said that the Denver Broncos eat 7,000 Uncrustables per week. Yeah. I read the graph wrong. It is 700. It is not 7,000. The picture says one Uncrustable equals 10. So I thought they were multiplying everything by 10 in the graph, which they were based on the Uncrustables pictured, but it was still the right number on top. So 700 Uncrustables for Denver, not 7,000. Still an incredible feat overall, but I have to own up to it. They did not have 7,000 Uncrustables. So that's my bad, and I'll own up to it, Tommy.
I wonder where Tyler ranks on Uncrustables here, because we had a deep convo on
hard-hitting questions and, you know, holding, you know, sticking to accountability when it comes to Uncrustable consumption.
Hey, I've probably said a million things wrong about the actual Packers, NFL, anything sports related, and I probably never went back to correct it. When it comes to, you know, food integrity and Uncrustables, I have to own up to it. So I will take the L on that one. Welcome in, Tyler Brook, best available on YouTube at Tyler D. Brook on social media. He is joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. Tyler, it has been too long, even though I think you're probably one of our now most frequent guests on the show, which I appreciate a ton, but welcome back. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. I mean, there's literally college football tonight, and it might not be the best games, but like, there's going to basically be football as many days as possible for the next few months, and I'm just, you know, over the moon. I've already had to talk to the girlfriend, like, listen, Saturday ain't going to happen. I'm not moving. There's too many good games on, and fortunately, she understands, but I can't wait. Football is back.
There's always that that difficult line to toe where you already know Sundays are a no-go for everything. And then it's like, all right, how much of Saturday can I navigate in of like, all right, do I just get a Badger game, or is there things like that? Obviously, as I've covered the NFL more, less Saturdays, I've done a lot more family stuff on Saturday. There's been a lot of soccer, but there's always that negotiation period of like, all right, how much college football can I get away with here? Yep. That is a line to toe and a dance to dance at this time of year for sure.
Yeah, she's an absolute trooper. I love that she does not care about football, but she's extremely supportive of me watching the football. So
love that.
We found this very good balance.
I am in a very similar situation as well, so I get it entirely. Let's talk about some of these Packers moves that took place and a lot of other stuff that's going on in the Packers sphere. We got our initial 53. We had a couple additional moves yesterday with Nick Neiman coming over, as well as Clayton Thune reportedly coming over to the practice squad. We've got most of the practice squad set. We've got the 53 currently set, although always in flux. What stood out to you with this Packers initial 53 practice squad and the moves that they made this week?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty relieved to see that Hardman and Simmons did not make the 53-man roster, and I don't mean that to sound harsh, but I don't think either of them performed the level that they need to be 53-man players, particularly Simmons. After watching the film, like, just I was really disappointed, and I don't like to be the negative person on a lot of these things, but as someone that had to coach linebackers and have had to spend a lot of time learning it, I was getting frustrated, like actively frustrated watching him not read keys or even like attempt to go towards the line of scrimmage on some plays and just like allow these massive rushing lanes. So I thought they made the right decisions on those fronts. I was a bit surprised about how thin it is at linebacker on the 53. I believe it's only four guys are on the active 53 at linebacker. And then the fact that they kept, is it six defensive tackles?
Yep.
Stackhouse also making the 53. I did do a video on Stackhouse potentially making the 53. Andy helped me out with that on YouTube, which I did appreciate quite a bit. But yeah, those were the big takeaways. I didn't think there were many other big surprises. I was really excited to see that Bo Melton made the roster. I'll admit, I was probably one of the more skeptical people as far as him switching to corner. I even had to hold some people accountable, posting highlights they thought were quote-unquote good reps from him in practice to explain why they were not. But then I went to the Colts game in person since I'm Indianapolis-based. That dude may not have all the technique down, but he is mean. And I absolutely love the intensity and competitive toughness he brought to the position. So I think he absolutely earned that roster spot and was thrilled to see that.
Yeah, I think so too, and I think you're spot on that. I want to go back to Stackhouse because I know you obviously did that large episode on him specifically. You know, again, some of the technique stuff needs some cleaning up. Yeah. It's not perfect yet, but he also has 330 pounds that you can't necessarily teach, and it's a good 330. Like, he moves well for his size, and they don't have that flavor of defensive tackle on the roster. They have Kenny Clark. They've got Devontae Wyatt, Carl Brooks, Colby Wooden, those type of players, but not truly a big-time run, you know, nose tackle type, and Nasir Stackhouse brings that to the table.
Yeah, it's so funny after watching the film because, like, I thought his best trait was functional strength from awkward angles. And like you talked about, like, there's really not that on the roster in the A-gap, right? Like, there's some of these plays where he's getting double or triple teamed on, like, third, fourth, and one, and he's, like, tripping over himself but somehow not getting displaced. But it's so weird because on the opposite end of that, he can have a clean base and, you know, everything is going well and he can get easily washed down on like an inside or outside zone. So I think a lot of that's just technique stuff. There's a rep specifically where I can tell he's working on disengaging with hand usage, but it looks so clunky. Like, he's trying to like think one step at a time on how to disengage from this block. So clearly there's a lot of that needs to be cleaned up. But, you know, like you said, the whole reason I said he should make the 53-man roster is it's such a specific role that is actually vital, especially in the era, you know, still for now, of the tush push. You just you need a big body to plug up the A gaps and, you know, prevent these short yardage situations. And I think he'll be able to do that.
I think so, too. And it just, again, gives a different flavor. I'm a huge believer. Yeah. We hear at wide receiver of like, build a basketball team. You want your, you know, your small shifty guys, you want your big power forwards, you want kind of everything in between. I think it is apropos on so many different cases. Like on the defensive tackle room, like I want my overall guy in Kenny Clark. I want some three techniques that can get up the field, but I want some run pluggers like Nasir Stackhouse as well. I think it's important to have those different flavors. At edge rusher, I'm glad that they're now finally open to having some designated pass rusher, some speed guys on the outside, like a Colin Oliver, even though he's not active. I just like having different flavors of player where if you need to plug something in, you have it. And I think at wide receiver, tight end, running back, they've done a great job of having all different types in those rooms. And I don't think if they didn't have Stackhouse, I don't think they have that type of player. It just gives Jeff Hafley, DeMarcus Covington, and that defensive staff just a different piece to work with. And I think he's going to fit in well on that defensive line.
Yeah, I think the best teams in the NFL are good at being multiple. And you hear that a lot on defense. I think the same is for offense. And I think the biggest takeaway I had from this offseason as far as acquisition through the draft, UDFAs, and free agency, they are trying to get multiple on both sides of the football. So, hey, do you need a game where you just need bigger bodies up front to stop the run? You've got that now. Do you need the designated pass rushers against a team that likes to spread it out and, you know, generate pressure on the quarterback? You have that flavor now, too. There's a lot of different pieces on this team now that I'm really encouraged by. And I'm still way more bullish on the secondary than the national outlets seem to be, because everyone acts like they have no guys. I know this is a bit of an aside, but I went back the past few games. I've been watching, like, you know, old film from last season. And like, I genuinely believe Keyshawn Nixon now is a better outside corner than he ever was in a slot.
Big time. It's not close.
And I like floored, like, and yeah. I don't think had anyone ever tried this in his NFL career. And it's so funny to think about just cause like really, really good tape.
Yeah. I'm right there with you. It was really remarkable. And if you kind of look at his, like, is like RAS profile and some of the things that he's good at and not good at, he profiles better as an outside corner than he does as an inside corner. Like, some of the agility stuff was not always there for Keyshawn, and you just tell it ate him up at times. And on the outside corner, he kind of has that straight line speed. He has the ability to read. He's a really good communicator. And I also am just a huge believer that right now, with so much zone defense being played, so much of what's going on is the ability to communicate pre-snap, confuse pre-snap, maneuver around post-snap, but also know exactly what you're supposed to be doing and to be able to make those adjustments on the fly in the secondary. I think it's understated how much better Green Bay was at handing off assignments and knowing exactly where they're supposed to be when the offense is doing everything in their power to trick you, to make sure that, like, whether they're stacking two wide receivers on top of each other to try to mess up who's actually covering who or things like that. I thought Green Bay was phenomenal at making sure that, like, Tyler, that you might as well have had like a ongoing Spider-Man pointing meme in the Packers secondary for years. Yeah. Of like, after the play, there was a blown coverage and everyone's just doing the pointing meme. Yeah. At each other. Of like, yeah, it was your guy. It was your guy. We didn't see that, knock on wood. We didn't see that last year. And I do believe that in this version of, you know, where we're at with zone defense, Nate Hobbs, you know, Keyshawn Nixon, Carrington Valentine, and then the safety room that they have as well. These guys know how to play this Jeff Hafley defense. They fit in it well. They communicate extremely well. And they're doing all the stuff that maybe doesn't get noticed as much. And it's making it really difficult. It's why teams did not have 100-yard receivers on Green Bay. I think what A.J. Brown might have been, I think, the only one last year, at least was in that conversation. So they've done a really good job. And I think the secondary is going to perform better than a lot of people think.
Yeah, and exactly what you're talking about as far as scheme and zone understanding and all of that. Like, I think Carrington Valentine really thrived in that role, playing like on the flat. He was so good at playing underneath and then feeling when the quarterback's trying to go deep on his side, because he would carry that upfield. And then, you know, I think he came away with multiple turnovers. I remember that Seattle game. I think he dropped interception doing exactly what I'm talking about. And then literally the next play came away with an interception, you know, playing the exact same assignment. I think my bigger concern for the secondary, though, is just like, especially when the playoffs come, you need to be able to play some man. And that's going to be the bigger question, is the secondary room built for that? I do think long term, if Carrington Valentine hits his, like, you know, top 10% outcome as far as like a player, and as far as hitting his full potential, I think he can be a legitimately good man corner. I just have questions about the other guys.
And I think that's totally fair. And as much as I think that they can be a really good zone coverage team, I do question them. I also, like, you know, when you do get up against some of the really good wide receivers, like, can these corners hang? And we saw in the joint practice, and again, it's just a practice, whatever. I'm not spending too much time. They're not game planning for him in that situation. But Jaxon Smith-Njigba just went off against Green Bay in that particular practice. No Nate Hobbs, no Xavier McKinney. Again, these are all things worth noting. But when you get into some game situations and you've got the best of the best, the Justin Jeffersons, the Amon-Ra St. Browns, etc. out there, are you going to be able to stop those guys? And again, to their defense, they did really last year. They did not allow really anyone except A.J. Brown to kind of beat them. But that is, I think, going to remain a challenge this upcoming season. Tyler Brook, of course, you can find him on social media at Best Available on YouTube. You can find him on social media at Tyler D. Brook. We got to talk about the Micah Parsons situation. We talked about Justice Mosqueda's got a great article out there this morning over at AcmePackingCompany.com. Really it's so good. It's so ridiculously good. What do you make of this entire situation? Where are you at, and where's your hopium at the moment?
I'm always going to have hopium just because it's fun for the content. You know, just throwing out some memes out there. Just because at the end of the day, this is all an entertainment product, so just have some fun with it. He's going to re-sign like on Thursday. It's just how the Cowboys operate. And, you know, I hate the way they do it because they're just costing themselves tens of million dollars in value at this point with CD, Dak, and Micah. They just keep basically like outbidding themselves as the market keeps resetting around them. That being said, I do truly believe, and from everything I've heard, there is a deal on, quote unquote, on the table. Like, they have a package put together to offer. And in my opinion, like, if they are willing to listen to a trade package, you give them a massive deal. It's Micah Parsons. This is a transformative player on your defense if you're able to acquire him. And the parallels to him and then Reggie White wouldn't be you know, too far, like too much of a stretch of the imagination, just because Parsons is that kind of transformative player for the defense on a team that was pretty dang good on that side of the ball last year, which is still kind of crazy to think about when you think about where things were just a couple of years ago. It's not going to happen, but we can always hope. We're Packers fans. You know, as far as getting huge players, they're going to be in on every conversation, right?
That is the thing. And I did appreciate, you know, kind of Brian Gutekunst sort of talking about, again, when there's a player of this caliber, he didn't specifically mention Parsons, obviously, but you know, you kind of do your shopping, you figure out if there's a way that you can get in those conversations. You see if you can actually get him on your team. By the way, for whatever it's worth, if you're looking for odds of Micah Parsons becoming a Packer, I've not seen any update on this today as of yet, but yeah, when the odds opened for where Micah Parsons will end up, Green Bay was at plus 4,100. On August 22nd, about a week ago, they were plus 1,100. On 8/26, the morning of, which was 2 days ago, they were plus 1,000. At the end of the day, they were at plus 850. Yesterday, around noon, they were at plus 500. It went down to plus 400 at one point yesterday for Green Bay and Micah Parsons. I'm still shorting it. I'm still taking Dallas in that final, you know, final line if I'm making some wager at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook here. But yeah, it's still interesting to see. Now I get those are for getting money into the casino. They're trying to get your money. But it's still interesting to see those odds kind of dip the way that they have to the point where it's a little bit more interesting now.
Yeah, the implied odds there are like, what, 25%? That seems about right, honestly, from everything I'm hearing. Like, we can still hope and think that a trade's going to happen, but like, I get that people like to joke that Jerry Jones is old. He ain't old enough, I think, to trade away, you know, like a cornerstone of the franchise. I have a hard time believing that.
Yeah, I think so too. And again, if we didn't see this song and dance from Dallas in the past of doing this exact same thing with all their other star players, I'd be like, oh, maybe, you know, maybe this will happen. And I'm still an idiot enough to think like, oh, maybe this will happen. But again, if I'm betting on it, I'm going to say he still remains a Dallas Cowboy. Tyler, I cannot thank you enough for everything that you do and always helping us out as well. Where can we find all of your incredible work? And what do you want to plug on the way out?
Yeah, I'm going to plug the YouTube. We've had a ton of success lately, which has been really awesome. Thank you to everyone who has subscribed for the support. That's been actually really crazy to see.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
The last week or so. So it's at Best Available YT. I think if you also search that on YouTube, you'll find it. But we're on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. You can also follow me on Tyler D. Brook. I just had a story come out with the Falcoholic over at SB Nation about how the Atlanta Falcons could put up Star Wars numbers this year. You know, that is, you know, a really nice thing to say about their offense. That also comes with some concerns about that defense. I think that's a big reason why we're going to see that.
I have a, we don't need to get into this, but I'll just say I need the Atlanta Falcons to be bad this year. So I hope that you're wrong and that the Falcons are bad this year and that they're in a really bad division. So I think they'll at least be fine, but they're going to be one of those really unique teams to kind of keep an eye on. They go all in, they trade away a future first round pick to try to get a little bit better this year. They lose Caleb McGarry, was it, for the season, I think, recently. So they're in a very interesting spot, and I'm very intrigued to see how they kind of end up this year. Go follow him. He's incredible. Tyler Brook on social media at Tyler D. Brook, and of course over on Best Available on YouTube as well. Tyler, I'm sure we'll do this again very, very soon if we don't talk before the season. Enjoy the start of the season and of course college football tonight and this weekend. And again, we'll talk very soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, Andy.
You bet. Thank you to Tyler for joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Make sure to follow him again at Tyler D. Brook. This is the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. We got a lot more for you right after this.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.